Saturday's Hacker News front page arrived as a kind of compressed weekly dispatch. A U.S. citizen charged with a felony for tapping delete on his phone at a border crossing. Canada's prime minister declaring a dollar-for-dollar tariff match against the United States. A Rust language server claiming to run on 1/100th the memory of its dominant competitor, a Kobo e-reader. A day when every story was about who's in control, quietly becoming a general-purpose app platform, and research showing that AI tutoring is lifting homework scores while driving exam scores down. Threaded through the technical and political stories alike was a single animating tension between convenience and control, between openness and restriction, that gave the day's feed an unusual coherence.